This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Mindless cretins grope through idiosyncrasy fields, up, rising up. Down.
You've got laughing spinners clinging in your brain. You don't know what they're saying, but they're driving you insane. You think that you're from nowhere and you've got no place to go. You think that you know something, but there's nothing left to know. So you drop the broken bottles and other worthless things.
Welcome to episode 150 of A Sonic Youth. To mark the significant milestone of the show, I want to treat myself, and hopefully you, to some favourite tracks that don't quite fit into the usual theme of the show. I try my best to stick to the broad modern indie rock theme, but my musical interests span much further than that. So this week I'm playing songs from two of my other favourite genres of alternative music, which ultimately still have some links to the modern indie rock usually played on A Sonic Youth. The first of those genres is obscure 60s psych rock and folk. The second is the hugely diverse African scene, consisting of Afrobeat, funk, and Zambian rock, aka Zamrock. Opening the show was one of the most psychedelic of psychedelic bands, Ultimate Spinach with the mind-bending Ego Trip, featuring a heavy dose of Doors-like organ squeal, but with the psychedelic bizarreness turned up to 11. Ultimate Spinach is one of the 60s bands, along with others such as the West Coast pop art experimental band, that showed some of the darker side of the hippie movement. Or, as another great 60s psych band, the Chocolate Watch Band, put in the title of one of their greatest songs, The Dark Side of the Mushroom. Ultimate Spinach originated in Boston from a club's house band named Underground Cinema. Multi-instrumentalist Ian Bruce Douglas was the leader of the group, with additional vocalist Barbara Hudson, another core member. The name was changed to Ultimate Spinach in 1967, when the band signed with the notable record producer and manager Alan Lauber. The band became a leading light in the Boss Town sound, a marketing strategy aimed to compete with the psych rock pouring out of the West Coast at the time. And that name, Ultimate Spinach, surprise surprise, it was sourced from an acid trip. Here's an Ian Bruce Douglas quote on the matter. "One day in 1967 I was in my room, tripping on some really pure LSD. I started looking at myself in the mirror and my face was doing funny things. I had a bunch of coloured markers I used to draw with. I grabbed a green one and started drawing all these psychedelic designs on my face. When I was done, I looked at myself and said, whoa, I am Ultimate Spinach. Ultimate Spinach is me." End quote. The band's self-titled debut was released on January 6, 1968. It's the best of the three record total they would ultimately release, all within 68 and 69. It's where both tracks I'm playing today can be sourced. The album isn't entirely made up of heavy trips. Funny Freak Parade is a bizarre honky-tonk carnival-like track. Sacrifice of the Moon and Baroque No. 1 are pieces of dreamlike jazz, with the former finding a place on a 60s easy listening album. I love to think of Lovely Old Mary digging deeper into the Spinach band from her easy listening record and finding a song like Ego Trip. Then there's the album closer Pamela, which is this majestic, shimmering return to reality. But my favourites are the three super psyched out tracks, Ego Trip, Ballad of the Hip Death Goddess, and Your Head is Reeling. The 8 minutes of Hip Death Goddess are kind of like what you'd imagine the Velvet Underground could come up with if their choice of musical lubricant was LSD instead of amphetamine. That's a really great song, but the one that takes the cake is, I think, the ultimate heavy psych song is Your Head is Reeling. While it is heavily psyched out and droney and shimmery, still maintains a strong element of catchiness with that killer bass line and the male-female vocal harmonies. I think this is one of my favourite songs ever. Here's Ultimate Spinach with Your Head is Reeling.
Collapsed laughter, running, falling, tripping across the minefield of your thoughts. Dissolved wondering, who am I? Why should I be alone, alone?
Thank you.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and this week we're celebrating episode 150 by going off the beaten path a bit and looking into some of my favourite obscure psych and afrobeat tracks. That was Ultimate Spinach with Your Head Is Reeling. Our next psych rock track is far weirder than Ultimate Spinach. Okay, let me set the scene. There's this album of insanely good acid rock called The Truth. And the album cover is this guy with long flowing hair, a long beard, and white robes posing with an acoustic guitar in front of a cityscape. He almost looks like, could it be? Could Jesus have returned to Earth to spread his message through a holy grail of a psych rock album, and nobody has figured it out yet? I'm kidding, of course, but little is known about this saint-like figure on this album cover. We do know his name is Donald R. Hooker, and in 1972, as a Connecticut-based born-again ex-acid freak, he hired local musicians to record an album to express his religious worldview. The resulting private pressings are super rare, perhaps only as many as 99 remain. And it's truly a masterpiece, and it's diverse too. There's the beautiful melodic folk tracks like Kamala, This Moment, and Weathergill, the latter reminding me a lot of Rodriguez. The two real standouts though are The Bible and Forge Your Own Chains. The latter is a brilliant piece of Baroque acid folk, which has an insatiable groove and some of the most significant lyrics on the album. But nothing beats the track The Bible. I'm a staunch atheist, but I can respect the power religion can bring to songwriting, and no track sums it up better than The Bible. Blatantly religious lyrics are interspersed with mumbled Bible verses, which sound like they're being delivered from a different plane of existence. But the greatest part is the super filthy guitar riff. The tackiness of the sound just about puts the Velvet Underground to shame. The killer riff is backed up with a constant organ screw and a never-ending guitar solo. Prepare yourself, here's D.R. Hooker with The Bible.
No!
I'm Oliver Gray. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was the hidden psych rock gem, The Bible, by D.R. Hooker. Next, we travel away from acid-crazed 60s America to 1970s Africa and the emergence of the Zambian rock scene. Zamrock, as it's commonly called, emerged from a combination of traditional African grooves and the Western 60s rock and roll that was just starting to find its way into the underground in Zambia and surrounding countries. Especially the likes of Hendrix, The Stones, and James Brown. Boosted by a timely governmental policy mandating a significant majority of Zambian music to be played on the radio, dozens of notable Zamrock bands sprung up, eager to live the rock and roll dream in their freshly liberated countries. The sound that emerged is like nothing else, super funky and groovy, with that iconic mosquito-like distorted high-pitched guitar scream. Some of the greatest Zamrock bands, in my opinion, are Imana Z, Ricky Ilalonga and Muzi Otunya, The Five Revolutions, and The Psychedelic Aliens. But there's so many more out there, and so many more once you start crossing the genre barriers and look into the funk and soul coming out of Africa at the same time. I recommend checking out some of the many great Zamrock compilation albums. But the two greatest Zamrock bands, I think, are Witch and Ngozi Family. I've talked about Witch before on the show. They're still going, and I saw a simply amazing show by them early this year. But the group which really introduced me to Zamrock was Ngozi Family and their album Day of Judgment. It's an album filled with 13 tracks of chaotic, poorly mixed, and heavily religious Zamrock masterpieces. The essential track is the album opener and title track, though the more straightforward second track, Hi Babe, is the most well known today. Another absolute highlight is the album closer, I've Been Looking For You. It's one of the poppier tracks, despite the super dirty guitar sound. It also features two periods of extremely loud nuclear air raid siren for some reason. And I just love that, except for when I forget it's coming and I'm blasting it in the car while sitting at traffic lights. The track I want to play is number 5 from Day of Judgment, named Tikon Dane. One reason is its shorter length better fits the time slot, but it also has some of the best guitar on the album. As I mentioned, the album is poorly mixed and the guitar solo here is way too loud. But again, I love it for that, because rock and roll.
Kala deep, 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 deep. zaona zintu za kwino izakala o
Ngozi Family with Tikondane. Ngozi Family was led by Paul Ngozi, who both with the family and under his own name is one of the most outspoken social commentators in Zambrock, as well as one of the most talented musicians and songwriters. Ngozi's 1977 solo album In the Ghetto is another favourite Zambrock record. For more on Zambrock from Free FM, check out my dad's show Planet Waves Afro Sound. That brings us to the final song of this special show, and we stick with the African sound with a definitive track from one of my very favourite artists, Fela Kuti. A more complete story of this amazing man isn't possible here, but the quick rundown is that he effectively created the genre of Afrobeat, which, much like how Zambrock combines African music with 60s Western rock, combines African tradition with American jazz and funk. Fela's sprawling, frequently 20-minute plus compositions, some of my favourite pieces of music ever, just an unrelenting groove. But he didn't just invent a genre, he was like the Dylan of Africa in his fierce social commentary. Something the corrupt Nigerian government in power during Fela's peak in the 70s didn't take too kindly at all. Fela's Calicutta public compound was frequently raided, and he and band members faced beatings and periods of extradition from Nigeria. In 1977, Fela released his greatest song, Zombie, which blatantly criticised Nigerian soldiers. This song, and its success, infuriated the government, culminating in them violently raiding Fela's compound, fracturing Fela's skull, burning down a studio containing his instruments and master tapes, and fatally throwing his activist mother out of a second-story window. After these atrocities, Fela did not back down, and two more of his greatest songs were directly inspired by the events that day. One is Unknown Soldier, which deals in part with the story of the event and in part with a government report blaming Fela's mother's death on an unknown soldier. The second track is Coffin for Head of State, which details Fela and his people marching his mother's coffin to the stairs of Parliament and demanding the cowardly rulers to take it. It also deals with Fela's discontent with Christian and Islamic religion and blatantly and rightfully insults the leader, deputy leader of Nigeria, as having a big fat stomach and a neck like an ostrich. The song is 22 minutes and 42 seconds long, so I can only play a relatively small excerpt, but it's really best heard in its glorious full form. So, Coffin for Head of State will see us off this week on our landmark episode. I need to say a big thanks to the team at Free FM for making the show possible, especially my dad, Phil, who puts the finishing touches on and uploads the show each week. We'll be back next week with new music from Nada Surf and Dinosaur Jr. But here's Fela Kuti.
And them they do, yes, yes. And them they do bad, 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 bad things through Muhammad our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the grace of Almighty Allah.
Amen. Amen.
Waka, 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 waka.
Waka, waka, waka.
I go many places.
Waka, waka, waka.
I go government places.
Waka, waka, waka.
I see.
Waka, waka, waka.
All the bad patterns.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them the do.
Waka, waka, waka.
They steal all the money.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them kill many students.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them burn many houses.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them burn my house too.
Waka, waka, waka.
Them kill my mama.
Waka, waka.
So I carry the coffin.
Waka waka waka.
A waka waka waka.
Waka waka waka.
Movement of the people.
Waka waka waka.
Them waka waka waka.
Waka waka waka.
Young African pioneers.
Waka waka waka.
Them waka waka waka.
Waka waka waka.
We go Wabalende.
Waka waka waka.
We go Dodam barracks.
Waka waka waka.
We reach them gate you.
Waka waka waka.
We put the coffin down.
Waka waka waka. waka waka.
Papa saw Jordy there.
Waka waka waka.
With a big fat stomach.
Waka waka waka.
Gotta do what I did there.
Waka waka waka.
With the neck like ostrich.
Waka waka waka.
You put the coffin down.
Waka waka waka.
There no one to take him.
Oh, damn, take him.
There no one to take him.
Oh, damn, take him.
Who go one take a coffin?
Oh, damn, take him.
Them must take him.
Oh, damn, take him.
Now the bad, bad, bad things.
Oh, damn, take him.
We dead don't do.
Oh, damn, take him.
They don't want to take him.
Oh, damn, take him.
Obasanjo grab him.
Oh, damn, take him.
Yeah, that do a carry him.
Oh, damn, take him.
Yes, they don't want to take him.
Oh, damn, take him.
Obasanjo carry him.
Oh, damn, take him.
Yeah, that do a tow him.
Oh, damn, take him.
They don't want to take him.
Oh, damn, take him.
They don't want to take him.
Oh, damn, take him.
The day for them office.
Oh, damn, take him.
The day they are now, now.
Oh, damn, take him.
He did there now, 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 now.
He did
there now, now.
He did
there now.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.